The Census of Agriculture provides comprehensive and impartial agricultural data for every county in the nation. According to the USDA, producers can show the nation the value and importance of agriculture and make better decisions for their own operations. Zach Duchenaux with the Intertribal Agriculture Council says there is a reason why some Native Americans are reluctant to share their information.
When you're considering the relationship that the Native American producers have had with the United States government over the last 200 years, there are some well-reasoned historical arguments for not letting them know exactly what you're doing.
Zach says the USDA is doing better at rebuilding trust and working with Native American producers. The information can help improve the economic and social status in these communities.
You have a right to privacy. You have a right to your own business as you farm or ranch or do whatever you're doing. But when you take that check from the government to help you in your ag endeavor, you have an obligation to provide them the information they need to provide a more enlightened approach to that public policy.
The 2012 census data, which shows that 56,092 farms and ranches operated by 71,947 Native Americans, sold a total of $3.24 billion in agricultural products. The average size of a farm or ranch operated by Native Americans is 200% larger than the national farm size average. Zach says Native American farmers and ranchers are producing more than what the statistics show.
The important thing is, the bigger your portion of the ag economy, the more suited public policy should be to address your concerns and your needs.
For example, in 2009, a harsh winter in North and South Dakota hit Native producers hard. Zach and other leaders were able to convince the USDA for special assistance, but with limited data, they didn't get what they needed.
If we don't have accurate numbers to prove where we're at and what we're doing, it's going to be hard to craft that public ag policy to fit our community.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.